I'm Silvahara Pettyon. Welcome to my show. We talk ordinary people, extraordinary stories, living life on their own terms.
He is the American dream. He's a former pro athlete whose dreams were shattered by a career-ending injury. But you know what? That didn't stop him. He went from sleeping on a sister's couch to being a multi-million dollar business owner, entrepreneur. Yes. He is an agent of change. He has created a movement. He is not only just an amazing human being, but he is also now the author of The School of Greatness. Please help me welcome Lewis Howes.
Thanks so much for having me.
Do you think that playing sports and at the level you played it at really helped you be almost like naked in front of your audience?
100%.
And just be vulnerable and leave it all on the field?
100%. I feel like I have a huge advantage because every day I experience some type of pain in sports. It was just a physical and mental and emotional challenge every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think that allows me to step into the real world and life and business with, okay, I can handle this because I've done this my whole life. I've experienced physical pain. I've experienced emotional pain, mental pain. And I know how to push through things where most people just feel the pain and they're like, well, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I'm like, bring it on, because I know the only way to get pleasure is to go through the pain.
Yeah. What was your biggest challenge, would you say? Getting off of your sister's couch and then facing, because we talk about these things and they're in context, they make sense, but they're not tangible. So a lot of people can't put it in context in their own life, right? And we talk about fear and facing your fear and just getting off the couch. What did you find yourself doing specific things in the physical environment to get your mind right?
I would say I did four things to help me get off the couch. One was, I started working out and just focusing on putting that negative energy towards my body and my health, because I was just laying around for a long time recovering. Two is, I found mentors and coaches and asked them to challenge me to step up. Number three, I built my self-esteem up because I didn't have a lot of belief in myself. And so I did things. In order to build your self-esteem, you need to do things to esteem yourself.
And by the way, none of this stuff is easy. If you've ever been down in the dumps, if you've ever had failure, if you've ever ended up on a couch and not wanting to get out of bed, or been through a breakup, or fired, or whatever it may be, any kind of challenge in life, these things are aren't easy, and you don't really want to do it, right?
No, I didn't want there's to. Days 2 years where, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, there's days where I just want to crawl under the covers, where I force myself to get out and salsa dance.
Of course.
Because putting yourself in that environment almost forces you to switch your mental state.
When you change your physical state, your emotional and mental state will start to change as well. So you just got to put yourself in that physical state so you can get out of that funk. And then I'd say the fourth thing I did was I gave myself a vision and a dream.
We're here with Lewis Howes. This is a man who's not just a former pro athlete, a speaker, an entrepreneur, an amazing author of School of Greatness. This is a man who figured out how to put himself in the media spotlight. And I don't really think he did it strategically. He did the one thing that landed him in the media spotlight and connected him to millions of people around the world. One of the things that you've been a master at, and this is just, you know, the media expert talking, is tapping into that one thing that connects you to the masses.
Years ago, I felt like I had to put myself out there and look perfect and look like it put together and had it all figured out all the time. My ego was, you know, constantly in the way and just like never show anyone any of my vulnerabilities or weaknesses. I felt like that's what I needed to do. And then when I realized, I was getting a lot of feedback. Like, people were like, you're just not approachable and you're cocky and this
you're
and
fake.
That. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you're fake.
You're fake.
I was like, really? I feel like I'm very like loving and, you know, when you meet me in person, I'm like, really? But I guess what I was putting out to the world online was different. I really started to connect with, I guess I would say, my emotions in a different way when I started to let go of the things that would hold me back from the past. And when I started to experience it for myself and be aware of what was holding me back just in my general life, I was like, wow, I think I need to share this with my audience because I think it would be really helpful for them.
Being a storyteller for 20 years and journalist, I tell stories from all over the place. Over the years, there's one common denominator that I found is the one thing that connects the masses to a story is a story that's about the human condition. right?
Yeah.
So being able to create a story, not create, that was the wrong word, to open up and tell your story from a place of vulnerability, I think from the media perspective and your strategy in putting yourself out there and how, why you've done so well, yeah, is being so vulnerable and telling your story. Mm-hmm. You opened up about being sexually abused, yeah, as a child and how much that was really holding you back,
yeah,
and affecting your self-worth,
yeah,
being able to be authentic, yeah, and genuine to the core.
Yes.
When you keep a secret, you can't really do that.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. And the lens doesn't lie. The camera does not lie.
And when I, you know, revealed the secret to myself and to my friends and family and to more people,
which must have been just,
was freaking really challenging.
Yeah.
So hard. I mean, it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
But again, people don't do great things living in fear. They embrace it and they move through the fear. They feel it and do it anyways.
Yeah.
And it was really challenging. One of the most challenging things to open up about that, because I just thought everyone was going to look at me in a different way and no one was going to accept me and love me. And that's the reason why I was putting up walls in the first place. And so when I started to share, I got this incredible feedback from my family, incredible feedback from my friends, like so much love. Mm. And what I realized is I created more connection and intimacy and understanding. And I opened other people up to share in a vulnerable way as well when I opened up. And I was like, wow, this is powerful to just be myself and be real and open and honest about everything. Look at what I'm creating in my world.
Right. Did you know that there was going to be that shift from the feedback you were getting when you were putting the perfect Lewis out there,
mm,
versus when you decided to tell your story? Did you know that you were setting yourself up for a bigger spotlight? Was it a strategic move?
Was it just, I had no clue what was going to happen. And I remember when I published this podcast where I finally revealed, and I started opening up more and more about things and just being real before I shared about my sexual abuse. But when I put something like that big out there to the world, I had no clue the result it would create. I was actually afraid that it was going to do something really negative. I was like, I don't want to put this out there for people to think that it's like trying to get attention or marketing or anything around that. So I waited for 6 months to put it out there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I only want to make sure this is coming from a full place of love and service to people, not for my own benefit or some type of thing.
Right. A lot of times I talk to people and talk to business owners or, you know, clients come to me and they want to take something public, but they don't want to talk about why they want to do it.
Right.
They don't want to talk about the thing that fuels them. And I find it so interesting that you have been so open, not just about sleeping on your sister's couch, but you've opened up about a lot of other things in your life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that's really sets you apart from everyone else, is being able to tell your story from a vulnerable place.
What I'm realizing is that people love that type of vulnerability. They love it. And
they connect with it.
They connect,
right?
With it. It's real.
They all, and I find that they don't necessarily have to have had the journey that you have.
Yeah.
They just have to connect with the struggle.
Yeah.
They have to connect with the challenges.
Yeah.
They have to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what they're going through.
Yeah.
So,
and no one can relate to someone who's had a perfect life. No one can relate to someone who had everything easy. And that's what I was putting out there. Like this all-American guy, was a pro athlete who like built this $1 million business, who was just like achieving everything I wanted. And my internal struggles were like so overwhelming me in the success that I was getting, the accomplishments. I was like constantly, just beating myself up and not feeling worthy and unhappy and unfulfilled. And
yeah, I talk a lot about owning your own story and owning your truth. And it's the first step to authenticity, and it's the first step to telling your story from an authentic place. And the challenge people usually face is bringing that full circle and putting that in the context of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
A lot of people would say, well, what does your story have to do with what you sell online or your book? I mean, yes, some of it is in there, but what does one have to do with the other? But the reality is it's one and the same.
Uh-huh.
Right?
If we're not sharing our story, it's hard to connect.
What do you think the one thing is that holds most people back?
Fear of success, fear of failure, and fear of looking bad.
Interesting.
Because people won't do something because they're afraid of how it's going to look to their friends and family. Fear of failure, again, is similar to that. They don't want to fail because they don't want to feel like a failure. They don't want to feel like they're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And then fear of success, people don't want to have the responsibility. They're not emotionally fit. They're not ready to take on the responsibility of that success that it brings, the attention that brings. So even though they want it, they're also scared of it.
If you attach yourself to that fear, you're never going to put yourself out there.
No, you never live in the present either.
Yeah, and you end up putting yourself in the spotlight, and it actually backfires.
Yeah. It feels so much easier to just live from a place of openness, being honest, sharing vulnerably with people. And I just feel like it's so much easier now.
Yeah, I talk about that quite a bit when we talk about putting yourself out in the media. There is this great side of being in the media is the, you know, exposure, spotlight, feedback, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then there's that other side, right? I mean, not everybody's going to like you. You get judged.
You get judged a lot, right? If you're going to stand for something, you're going to get people that are going to stand against you. And the best thing you can do is say thank you. Continue to stand for what you're doing. Continue to come from a place of creating something powerful, because creators aren't critics. And critics aren't creators.
Right.
Because if you're creating something that you're so passionate and loving, you're not going to take the time to go on and leave a one-star review for someone on Amazon and say, your book sucks, or you're doing
something.
You don't have time. You're so focused on your vision.
Right.
Critics, that's all they do. They don't stand for something where they're creating from a place of love and inspiration. Mm-hmm. They're just criticizing other people. And they're upset what they're not creating.
But the reality is you're going to have both. You're going to have the people that love you, and you're going to have the haters.
Course.
And the one thing that's true and is going to be constant is you and your story and owning up to it.
And then there's a quote out there, I forget who said this, but it was just like, if you don't want any negative feedback or any haters, then do nothing in your life. You know, just do nothing if you don't want to get any feedback. But if you want to do something great, you're going to get feedback both ways, and that's part of the process.
That is part of the process. What has telling your story from an authentic place done to your business and your brand?
It's been great. You know, I mean, there's been benefits. Again, I didn't do it to like build my business or brand, but I think when you reveal yourself and you show your true colors, you're able to connect with more people. And by that nature, people are signing up for my products, they're coming out to events, they're buying my book, because they feel like they can connect with me better.
Adds credibility, right?
Yeah, so.
Because there's no alternative motive.
No,
it's
just being real.
I mean,
I'm like embarrassing myself constantly. Like I'm putting myself out there. I did another episode a few weeks ago that I was like, man, I do not want to put this out there. But I was like, I feel like it's going to help so many people that hear my pain.
Yeah.
Like I do not want to look bad, and I don't want to look like I don't have it figured out. Like who does? But by doing that, so many people have commented like, thank you for sharing with me that episode. Thank you for being real and for, I could hear the pain in your voice and it allowed me to learn something about myself. And that's what I'm here to create.
You know, what I'm hearing you say is live from the place of authenticity. Yeah. Most authentic you can be to yourself and build your life and work around that. Because you're right, it is hard to be consistent if you're not authentic.
It's hard.
You can be the representative for a while, right? But eventually your work slips, your relationship slips, whatever it is you're doing, you're not committed to it because it's not coming from an authentic place.
Yes.
It's very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Isn't he awesome? I could sit here and talk to him all day. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks so much.
School of Greatness, you can buy it on Amazon. Make sure to leave a comment. You can order it on his website, lewishouse.com.
Yes.
I feel like you've changed some people's lives, so I'm looking forward to meeting them.
So, yeah.
Just so you know, you changed mine.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The greatest storyteller that lives.
Oh, it's a video.
It's a video.
Like posting.
Yeah, posing, yeah. So we're going to capture the moment here. Thank you very much for what you do for all of us.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Luli.
Good morning.
It's going to be a great day. Did you see the sunrise today? Did you see the sunrise today? That's all you need to know about the day. It's all you need to know.
We are going to get this party started. Again, thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so excited for what's about to happen this whole weekend. Make sure you guys celebrate together. Be present when every speaker is up here. Give them your time, give them your attention, give them your heart, and give them your light. Let's go ahead and cue the first video.
Thank you so much.
Today I want to help you put it all together. Today I want you to see the synergies. Today I want you to see the connections. Today I want you to see the unity and look at your life in a much more holistic way. It doesn't matter how many views we have, how many followers we have, it doesn't matter how much money we have. We don't take any of that with us. What we do take with us is the impact we leave on people.
What do we think so far?
I love our resident documentarian. I love this.
That
I love this about
me.
You. Day one has been absolutely amazing.
Didn't she?
Mind
like,
blown.
So many things resonating and
yes.
Sinking in and reconfirming and all of that, right?
Like totally.
So awesome.
Yes.
So awesome. Or I should say, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's Saturday.
That's right, it is Saturday.
I felt like it was Sunday yesterday.
Yesterday
felt like 5 days. It was
did.
Like, it was jam-packed with information. Thank you for listening today. We hope you join us next week.